Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, Master of the National Maternity Hospital, Professor Shane Higgins, is with me in studio today to answer all your questions about pregnancy and fertility. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Shane, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea.
Normally we talk about, I suppose, more, you know, specific topics relating to pregnancy and fertility. Today, though, you were here to advise parents to be about the things that, you know, they might need to know should their partner go into to labour when they're at home, when they're on the M50 on their way to Hollis Street. I mean, it can happen anywhere, anytime. So yeah. How easy is it to deliver a baby?
Well, I suppose you're talking about a very specific circumstance, and it's more likely to happen to happen to somebody who's had a baby before. And second and subsequent labours tend to be much quicker, much shorter, and therefore you can get caught out, whether it's at home or in the car. And there are some things that you can do, but there is very little that you need to do, because if it's happening that quickly at home, then more often than not, it will just happen without any assistance or interference. But what you can do is you can, as the partner, you can make sure the patient is, the mum is comfortable, and that you assist her with breathing and with her pushing efforts, because, you know, she may well have a huge urge to push, or an overwhelming urge to push. And it's to try and control that, to protect, to slow the delivery of the head and the body of the baby, and to protect the perineum. And that's really what you're there for, to deliver the baby up onto the mum's tummy, to ensure that it's established its breathing, and if and when it's necessary, to tie the cord. But the first thing I would say is, if you have an opportunity, is to call the emergency services, because most of the paramedics and the ambulance drivers do have some experience. We in Hollis Street, we have Dublin Fire Brigade and paramedics in all the time observing the birthing process.
Well, so you often hear stories every year about firefighters who deliver babies at the side of the M50 in various different places. Right, so the first thing is don't panic.
Don't panic. The birth that happens at home is going to happen regardless of what you think you can do, what you think you need to do, or whatever knowledge you might have. They tend to happen very quickly, very spontaneously. And it's about controlling the delivery of the head so that it doesn't come too quickly, protecting the perineum, assisting with the shoulder. So when the head crowns, crowning is the delivering of the head. And when the head crowns, it's just to make sure that the chin has also delivered. So, you know, just get a little finger in under the chin to make sure that it's delivered. And then you wait for the next contraction. And during the wait for that contraction, the baby, who delivers typically facing the floor, will do something called restitution, where it'll go to face left or right. So it'll rotate through 90 degrees. Then you just gently, with the next contraction, deliver the next shoulder, deliver the shoulder, and the body follows and up onto mom's tummy.
You just make it sound so simple.
Well, as I'm constantly reminded by a number of people, it's not a disease. It's a physiological process, and most women do it exceptionally well. You know, all pregnancies all deliveries can be complicated, but for the most part, they're not. They're very straightforward.
So I haven't gone through this, right? But I'm trying to think now, if somebody here in the office went into labour and we, you know, we had to go in and help out in some way. The first thing I'm probably thinking is there a particular position you should put the pregnant woman into?
No. You know, you often hear women saying that they were flat on their back and but that's typically patients with an epidural can only really be in that position. But for anyone who's having a birth that isn't that doesn't have an epidural, they can adopt any position. Some will squat, some will sit on a birthing stool, some will be on all fours, and some will be on the flat of their back. And it's whatever left lateral position is also another position. It's whatever position you find yourself most comfortable in. But again, we're talking about a specific circumstance where it's really just happening very quickly. And again, if you have the opportunity and the time, find the position that you're most comfortable in. And often it'll be on your back or squatting or sitting on a chair or sitting on a stool.
What kind of things do you need?
Very little. If you do end up cutting the cord, and you know, we do what's called delayed cord clamping now. So when the baby's born, we allow it to continue to take oxygen and nutrients from the placenta whilst the cord is pulsating or whilst the placenta is still attached. So it's only when that stops, you might think, okay, I need to cut the cord. So you need two pieces of string. You don't have to go close to the umbilicus. You can be 4 to 6 inches away from it. And then put a second tie another piece of string around it a little bit further and cut with a scissors between the two. But it has to be tied in two points and you cut between the two points.
God, I imagine most people now, Shane, are probably going to wait till paramedics arrive for this bit.
You can, but if you feel that, you know, if there's a delay, and if the placenta is in the process of delivering, and that's the second, that's the next bit after the baby's delivered, is the placenta at some point is going to deliver.
Go back a step before the placenta. I thought you'd need towels everywhere. And you often hear people talking about wet towels.
No, you don't need wet towels. The only thing you need that wet is a moist, warm compress for the perineum to try and protect it from a significant injury. And that's what we do. I'm not saying that if you're at home in the midst of a fairly chaotic situation and delivering a baby that you need to do that. But no, you don't. You need a towel so that when the baby's born, you can dry it off. Because babies aren't great at thermoregulation, so they lose a lot of heat through evaporation from their skin very quickly. Mm. So wrapping them, drying them, that also stimulates the baby to take its first few breaths and to cry.
So when you start to see the head, it's not that you're not necessarily encouraging them to push then?
You are, you will, but it's controlled. So you don't want the head to come flying through the introitus and perineum because it could do significant damage. Mm-hmm. So you want, pushing, stop pushing, push, stop push, little push. And anyone who's been through that birthing experience will remember the midwives telling them to push and then to stop pushing because you just want to comfortably control the delivery of the head.
And is there like a time frame between?
No, not really. Not really. I mean, again, we are talking about a specific situation. We wouldn't like the second stage of labour, which is from when the patient is fully dilated to the delivery of the baby, to be too long. But I mean, there's no. It's how long is a piece of string? If the head is advancing, let it advance nice and slowly. You're talking probably for somebody in this particular situation. You're talking somewhere between 5 to 10 minutes for the whole delivery.
Oh, really? It's that quick?
Yeah. I suspect.
And less likely for a first-time mom that this...
Unlikely for a first-time mom. It's very rare. But, I mean, in Hollistry, we have what are called BBAs, babies born before arrival. And they, we would have, 10, 20 a year in the whole, year. Yeah. But that's the 7,000 deliveries.
Yeah, okay. Listeners wondering, I thought in a situation like this, you would put the person into a bathtub.
No. Delivering a baby in water or using hydrotherapy is actually quite a significant skill, requires a skill set, and that should only be done in the hospital. So don't put anyone into a bath at home. You shouldn't really have time for that. If you're time to fill a bath, get it to the right temperature, get somebody into it, you probably time to get into a car and into a hospital.
Listener says, just on having your baby at home, birth at home, I was at my doctor's appointment at 5 p.m, drove 15 minutes to the house. My girl arrived 20 minutes after I drove myself home. Yeah. I managed to keep her in until the paramedics arrived. Honestly, she absolutely, at this stage, delivered herself. A very, very unplanned event. The most amazing as well of my three deliveries. Another listener says, I'm listening to this, currently pregnant. It's my partner that I'm concerned about in a scenario like this.
Well, yeah, the partner has a very important role to play in this. They're the person that the mother who's delivering knows best in the room, whether it's in a hospital setting or whether it's at a home setting. So they're the person that's going to be the best support for the delivering mother. So that's their role, regardless of whether they're the ones conducting the delivery or whether they're at the top end of the bed. So they're there to try and keep control of a situation, keep you focused, keep the delivering mother focused on what she's trying to do, but also encouraging and I suppose giving advice when advice is necessary, as in when to push, when not to push. And I know that's very difficult to say, but they can take that opportunity to say, okay, just relax, push, stop pushing, the head's coming, I can see the head, it's almost out. All of that will be very positive for the patient.
Midwife's got in touch, Shane. Please don't cut the cord. Leave it alone. Wait for the paramedics. Scissors won't be sterile. Placenta can take an hour to deliver. If somebody laboured fast and delivered in the office, then usually all is well and let nature take its course.
No, I completely agree. And I think that's, you know, we all see the scenes in the movies where it's, you know, rushing for hot water, towels and whatever it might be. You don't need to. And yes, the paramedics should be there by that point in time. But if there is a situation where you feel it is necessary, if the placenta is delivered, if there's some bleeding, if you just get a sense, and if particularly if you're advised over the phone to do it, if you've got a paramedic on the other end, or then that's how you do it. You put two pieces of string tight, cut between. You know, if there's an emergency situation where it needs to be done, then sterility, I'm afraid, goes out the window. You're not in a sterile environment in your house anyway.
Yeah, listener says, my seventh child was born in the car on the side of the N7. My husband delivered our little baby girl. Another listener, just not on delivery or unplanned delivery as such like this. I'm 43, have my first baby in June of this year, eager to have another baby soon given my age. Is 6 months too soon to try after C-section?
I don't think it is. I think if you were going to a fertility unit, for example, they do say a year. The integrity of the scar, the integrity of your uterus is fully healed. It's at its strongest from 6 months. So I don't think that there's a need to wait, particularly if you are 43 and you appreciate how much time is of the essence.
Yeah, okay. Email's lunchtime live at newstalk.com. Shane, thanks a million, as
pleasure,
always, for joining us here. You make the whole thing sound so simple. That's so easy. A lot of our listeners, I have to say, they're telling me they're very reassured listening to you today here on 087 1400 106. That's Professor Shane Higgins, Master of the National Maternity Hospital. Shane will be back with us next Wednesday.
Lunchtime live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.